the show success. All for one and one for all. Unity means solidarity. Yeah. United we stand, divided we fall.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and, incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And apologies, I haven't been keeping the archives properly updated, and I will try and get that sorted by the end of the week. Big couple of thank yous, particularly to Mr. Jade Tuckwell from Wellington, 9/11 Truth. He just pro bono copied about 200 DVDs of mine for me. Very, very, very thankful indeed. And yeah, it's kind of stuff like that that happens that makes you think, man, I love being a truther. People always kind of stick together and do stuff for you because you're doing the right thing, I guess. Anyway. Speaking of those who are doing the right thing, we have a lot of people now contributing to Guerrilla Media. And on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, on the Guerrilla Media feed, you can actually subscribe to an RSS feed to our particular contributors, which I thought was quite an interesting little aspect of it, is that if you like somebody who contributes to Guerrilla Media, you can follow their articles that they post specifically. And with all the various sources of information that are available on the web, what I really wanted to do was to create a place where people could go and not only be able to contribute to a central feed on a main website, but also be able to drive hits back to their own personal blogs and websites. And I want to thank all the contributors to Guerrilla Media for keeping their articles coming. In other news, and this was in from Claire Swinney, one of our contributors, massive, massive amounts of chemtrails across the Taranaki coast. And these photos are another sight to behold, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, I've never seen chemtrails like this in New Zealand. Never, ever. So the concern I have is great because, in fact, it's not just a couple of people that saw this. Indeed, Jade Tuckwell, interestingly enough, as referred to earlier, was actually driving through Taranaki at the time of these great chemtrail crop dusting campaigns. He noticed them too. So, it's been corroborated, it's been proven, and yes, man working off a production platform 40 kilometres off the coast of Taranaki took photos of aerosol trails, also known as chemtrails, that were being sprayed parallel by multiple jets on March 18th, 2011, and states that he had disgusted by what he saw, and as he should be, because, hey, it's clean green New Zealand, let's dose it up with aluminium and barium, shall we? We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time.
It's business time. us. Yes, business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business. Yes, business time.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The lighter side of genocide, broadcasting live from the fabulous fluoride fortress in the slave South Pacific island chain, there's a pun in there, specifically, nation of New Zealand, under the slave modus operandi. Now, speaking of people who operate, or rather operate within, a nation of the slave modus operandi, we have a remarkably special guest. So fabulous is he that, yes, we tried very, very hard and succeeded to get him on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. His name is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And quite frankly, I don't think I can do him justice by introducing him and who he is and what he's done. So I will give him that honor. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, Vinny. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you in New Zealand. As I sent you an email, I think we both live in at least the most beautiful country in the world. And when I say New Zealand, a country, Montana, the state, sometimes I wish Montana were its own country. But the point is that it's been a long time since I've been in your part of the world. I think a number of years ago I did a talk show or a talk interview, radio interview in Australia. But now what we've got in common is the Christchurch earthquake that's going on. And with your permission, I'd like to give people an overview of what's really happening in this planetary disruption. Because I wrote a book a number of years ago called Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. There's a lot of things being factored into the equation, such as Planet X, the 10th planet, Nibiru, the sun going active, all of the different indications that we're going and undergoing a polar shift, just as there have been many recorded indications in the geologic timetable. But I think I want to concentrate, with your permission, on a couple of quotes, because, again, I've done my homework. I'd encourage everyone to look up weather control and warfare quotes, because this is what's going on in the United States of America right now. It's my contention this is what caused the Kobe earthquake. It's my contention this is what caused the Fukushima nuclear incident, the earthquake that obviously brought about it, and also your Christchurch earthquake, actually I should say earthquakes, and the devastation. And I want to give a couple of quotes. May I do that? Now, this is from the Defense Secretary, William S. Cohen. And what I do, Vinny, is I try, and you and I have never done a show together, but I do my homework. I know when I write a book, I'll have anywhere from 400 to 700 footnotes. So what I do is go out and find the people that know, bring their information together, compile it, and then release it. And I tell people, look, don't take my word for anything. Go and search it out and see if what I'm telling you doesn't have more evidence to convince you than, quote, just the people say, well, I don't believe in weather modification. I don't believe. In a world of unbelief, it's amazing that the people causing this, sure enough, believe in it because they're the ones funding it. Now, here's a quote. And this is by William S. Cohen. This was the Secretary of Defense in the United States, 1997. Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. And then even before that, Claiborne Pell, a senator in the United States, said this, and here's where he's quoted. Now that we can control the weather, create earthquakes and tidal waves, and use it as a weapon of war, we need to have a treaty. And the final quote, and this is the one that'll get everybody up in arms. In 1966, Professor Gordon J.F. McDonald was Associate Director of the Institute of Geophysics and Planetary Physics at the University of California, Los Angeles, and was a member of the President's Science Advisory Committee and basically also a member of the President's Council on Environmental Quality. He published papers on use of environmental control technologies for military purposes. Now, here's this. Listen to this. The key to geographical warfare is the identification of environmental instabilities to which the addition of a small amount of energy would release vast amounts of greater energy than those used to initiate it. In other words, kind of like a you set it in motion, and then the natural geological faults, if you will, or volcanoes can be triggered and go off. Now, were you aware of those quotes?
Yeah, I am actually, and it's interesting listening to you, Steve. It's like the encyclopedia of Quail Tanaka over here.
Yep. Well,
you've got so much knowledge, and author of 9 books, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Supernatural War, Investment Perspectives on Precious Metals, Blueprint for Survival, Breathe No Evil, Aliens and Fallen Angels, Genesis 6 Giants, Weather Wars, and Genetic Armageddon, Long Walkers. Now, this is something of an opportunity for me here, Steve, to listen to you, but also to interview you. Now, if I may, the one thing I really wanted to hear from you today is, what is your thoughts about the Christchurch quake in New Zealand, and what is the information surrounding that for our New Zealand listeners?
Well, number one, and I'm going on record as stating this again, I'm asking your listeners to go. Don't you think it's funny, Vinny, that obviously you being in New Zealand and Fukushima being in the Ring of Fire, that we have these unusual, never happened before on this level of events. Christchurch, I believe, is the Illuminati master plan. And I think the very name Christchurch, New Zealand has and most people, I can't speak for New Zealanders, but the ones that I know have understood that there were a lot of Christians that settled New Zealand, as well as Australia, when they became the countries they are. Obviously, there are issues in that, your countries have their own indigenous problems, just like we do. But here's what I'm trying to say. I believe that your earthquake, the Fukushima, and the coming earthquake on the New Madrid in the United States are all part of the globalist plan to eliminate 5.5 billion people on the Earth. Now, before anybody calls me Dr. Doom or crazy or whatever the million adjectives they like to basically destroy the messenger, it's important that people understand that in essence, when you look at New Zealand, you look at the wonderful country, your ability to grow food, your ability to raise food. I mean, if there's any place in the world that has a marvelous, marvelous handle on agriculture, it's your country. The seas are rich with marine life. Obviously, you've got some of the best red deer in the world. Everything that New Zealand's known for, obviously, butter, cheese, all of the dairy products, all of the different meat products, etc. You're in a position where you have fewer people, and you can produce, when I say fewer people than some of the more dense populated areas of the world, but you can feed yourselves. And I said when I went on talk radio 20 years ago, and I started writing about this stuff 30 years ago, that the two most precious commodities in the world, Vinny, are going to be fresh water and food. And then if you look at the situation that's happening, you probably saw it today because I sent your producer, Mitch, I sent him the biggest news, I guess, in the world, in your part of the world, is the fact that the Chinese now are meeting with the Australians to set up a base in Australia. You saw that, of course, did you not?
Absolutely. And what we're talking about here is sort of, it's like double empire existence, It's as if the American empire, which is currently established in virtually every country on Earth, is now starting to be challenged by the incoming, growing, expanding Chinese Middle Kingdom. And it looks like we're on a run-up to a third world war with the stage crises in the Middle East, the oil crisis, the financial crisis. The only way to distract the human population into getting any form of, order or semblance of stability back is to have some kind of world government after everybody's been destroyed in a third world war. At least right. That's my opinion.
Well, I got to tell you something, brother. If you and I were together, we would basically be on the same page, actually probably the same sentence, because that's exactly how it's being orchestrated. First of all, people have got to understand, this is not only a natural war, this is a supernatural war. As you've maybe heard me say on Coast to Coast and other places where I'm interviewed, is the fact that it's amazing. People talk about Armageddon, they use biblical terms, and I want to go on record with your listeners, I do not believe 2012 is the end of the world, okay? I just want to say that right out of the chute. The reason the Mayans, and all of my books and 30 years plus of research, the reason the Mayans knew what they knew and all of the different ancients knew what they knew about catastrophism or catastrophes astral, meaning cosmic catastrophes, is obviously they not only lived through them, but it's my contention that if you go into Australia, you'll get the myths of Dreamtime. You'll see in the, I believe that you pronounce it Wagina. I always pronounce it it wrong. But the cave and the rock paintings of giant entities in almost like white robes with space helmets. Now, this is not what I'm talking. I'm not talking about what Eric von Däniken taught or Zachariah Sitchin taught, although they've done remarkable jobs of detailing a lot of out-of-place artifacts, or what are called ooparts, O-O-P-A-R-T-S. And so what's happened, in my contention, is that we are seeing now the implementation of globicide, okay? That is global homicide to take the population down. And obviously, when you possess ancient technology, and for the record, we're talking about technology just as the scientist McDonald spoke of, Defense Secretary Cohen, and by the way, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the National Security Advisor, also made the statement in the U.S. that one nation can make war on another nation and blame it as an act of God. Well, I'll tell you this, it's usually an act of Lucifer, and once again, God is being blamed for something that the devil is out to destroy every man, woman, and child on the planet. And I want to make my case. We are now seeing in this country, the United States of America, something very unusual. If you notice the front of tornadoes, what's going on from Texas pretty much east, all up and down the East Coast, in the Midwest, etc., we're seeing pretty much a frontal assault of biblical magnitude and unparalleled records being broken with the tornadoes and the wildfires in Texas. And then we're having, Vinny, in the United States, the largest earthquake preparation drill in the history of the world. It's called the National Level Exercise for the
May 22nd or 28th.
So when I see what's gone on in Christchurch, here's what I saw.
Hold on a second. What day is that big disaster drill going on in the New Madrid fault line?
It starts, I think, in the next couple days. And
okay.
It's not just a day-long drill. It's the largest disaster drill going into the first week of May.
Well, what I find interesting, Steve, is that when they have massive disaster drills, no matter where in the world the United States forces are having disaster drills, interestingly enough, big disasters happen.
Yep, disasters by design.
And incidentally, in New Zealand, 1,000 U.S. troops were gearing up for a disaster drill.
Right, and it wasn't the head of Department of Homeland Security, not the head, but either somebody from DHS or FEMA was there to observe.
The head of FEMA was there, and also Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, was also supposed to be there, but unfortunately a single TSA agent got shot, and so she couldn't come to this very important meeting. On that day, incidentally, New Zealand, with 9 US congressmen who were also visiting, we're talking about a Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, the New Zealand equivalent of NAFTA and GATT, which will disable and destroy our country's industry just as surely as the United States has been destroyed itself. And what I think is happening here is that they're moving now at breakneck speed to get the administrative convenience going with the New World Order, you know, so that they can rule from the top with these trade deals and sanctions and force our countries to pass legislation that they want.
My best advice I can give to the people of New Zealand, and obviously the government, which is listening in, and all of their different agencies, is that if you allow any type of trade agreements with these monsters, you will see yourselves, your country devoured, your jobs gone. This is what they do. In our country, we start out with the NAFTA agreement. North American Free Trade Agreement. That's what Ross Perot said would absolutely take out all the jobs out of America. What's happening, Vinny, I coined a term almost 15 years ago called tech decadence, which is just the combination of technological decadence. And I also came up with the term techno-feudalism. And in those terms, I find that words are no longer appropriate because there's so much slang and there's so many words that have been misused or redirected in meaning that if I invent the word, then I can establish the meaning I want. So let's go with techno-feudalism. What you have is the richest people on the planet wanting to make the entire planet theirs. Even the headlines in the United States today are billionaires fighting amongst themselves. Berkshire Hathaway suing the sage of Omaha. The company company is saying, wait a minute, Warren Buffett's telling a lie. Oh, how could he tell a lie? He's one of the richest men in the world. And then who's his best friend? Bill Gates. Something's going on here. So what you have is you have, if you will, the dividing up of nations. You have the partitioning of the planet. You have the dissolution of national boundaries. You have the dissolution of nations and states in order to bring on this global blob, this contempt for humanity blob that basically, and I call them what they are, the Luciferians are bringing to pass even as we watch. So human lives, population destruction, property destruction means nothing because basically their philosophy is simple. Ladies and gentlemen, the philosophy of the globalist Luciferians is everything associated with the old must be done away with in order to bring on the new world order. And the new world order doesn't have room for 90% of the world's population.
Absolutely. And the reason that they're capable, really, of brainwashing the world is they just have to brainwash one new generation. Every child now, when they're born, basically, the television has become the new babysitter. It used to be when parents and family members would have to free associate with the child and teach them things and play with them and facilitate their development. Now we have a digital brain box which just imprints them with goodness knows what.
Well, if you look up MK Ultra, that's the letter M as in Mary, K as in kangaroo, Ultra, you'll find out that the mind control isn't just, quote, no any longer the playground of conspiracy theorists. You're finding out that electromagnetic emanations, especially in HD, high-definition TV, and carrier waves and infrasonics, that's where they can put a voice in your head, Vinny, and you won't hear it through your normal auditory channel, but it will be, you know, the voice of God. For instance, the first time that was even brought out in the open was during the Waco siege in this country, when a doctor, you're going to love this name, Smirnoff, like the vodka, was brought into the United States to basically have the voice of God projected into David Koresh's head. Now, it's gone way beyond that. But the point is that when you start to put all the pieces together, the puzzle almost takes on not only its original form, but it starts to change or transform before your very eyes. And it's almost like the Raiders of the Lost Ark scene where they go from beautiful women, you know, the ghost-like creatures into skeletons.
Into the demons. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, what we're heading into here is the demon rule of mankind. Isn't that fabulous? My very special guest is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, and we'll be right back at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and, incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt us here, Steve, but Charlie Veach of the Love Police has been arrested in a pre-crime raid for, quote, conspiracy to cause public nuisance at the royal wedding. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you can help, please do call International 44845-456-4564. That's International Code 44845-456-4564. And ask the custody block to get Charlie out. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if you have time and you can make that call, please do it, because quite frankly, I'm just thirsting to see Charlie ripping out his megaphone at the side of the royal procession of these blue blood scum who obviously want nobody to interrupt their occult ceremony. My very special guest, Steve Quayle, joins us back from break. Welcome back.
Well, hey, Vinny, I'd like to give out people how to spell my name, too, because I spend a lot of time. There's literally tens of thousands of pages of backup documentation to stuff we're talking about. My website's www.stevequayle.com. StevQuayle.com. And every day we post about 25 stories, but on the stuff of ancient history, antiquity, and what I try and do, as you know, Vinny, and all of the different things, and Mitch, your producer, is pretty much aware of this, is the fact that I take the beginning. It's not enough to deal with the fruit of evil. You've got to understand the root of evil. You've got to understand where the people are coming from and who in the history of the world hates mankind enough to want 5.5 billion of them destroyed. I think it's why Jesus made a statement, and this is a great statement, okay? He said, if he didn't shorten the days, and for the elect's sake, he's going to shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. Now, in addition to the book I talked about, Weather Wars, one of the things I've been writing about the longest time over is the combination of animal and human DNA. One of the books that I've had the greatest response from is my book, Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters. And it doesn't matter that people don't believe in that stuff. What science fiction and Hollywood has done is basically numb and dumb and relegate to just fiction a lot of stuff in history that there's enough archaeological, enough anthropological, and enough evidence in written stone, in stone drawings, carvings, whatever you have, everything that if if the West were to use the same criterion set of rules for judging evidence for some of their craziness and nonsense, they couldn't write an encyclopedia, they couldn't come up with anything. But yet when it comes to anything that's biblical, anything that's historical, and anything that's truly prophetic, they want to control it. And this is what's going on right now in the world. This is obviously in Australia. There are a lot of secret underground bases. We have these. You guys already know this, I'm sure, and you've covered it. But what's happening is there's something going on even beyond all the things that we're talking about. One of the things I've tried to do to people is to inform them. And if I can help people understand what's going on, then the best antidote for fear is not only information, but processing the events before they happen so you're prepared for them when they happen. So we've got the solar situation where the sun going to come into a very hyperactive phase. We've got the atmospheric changes going on, and I don't know if you have chemtrails in New Zealand, but we have them so thick in the United States now, it's any wonder that there's any such thing as a God-created cloud any longer.
It's funny you should mention chemtrails in New Zealand, because of late we've been getting dumped with copious quantities of them. My friend was driving up just the other day from south of us, and he said he saw no less than 40 going through the Taranaki region.
Well, again, these gentlemen, that's a wrong word, these devils are messing with something beyond their control. Whether they believe in God or not, they certainly believe in Lucifer, but the God who created us and has sent Jesus to redeem us, and I make no, by the way, you know this, I make no bones from my stand. A lot of people want to know what I know, but they want me to leave out, quote-unquote, the religious stuff, and I say, who do you think taught me everything I know? Everything I know came through the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ, and also the understanding of prophecy. You can read Daniel's prophecy and see that there's coming a time when something other than a human being is going to try and mix itself with the seed of man. You can see that there are words in the ancient Hebrew language that talk about the Rephaim, the Nephilim. And then you've got all these guys that are mad scientists trying to basically say, we don't like human beings, we can do a better job. So they're going to try and technologically destroy that which God has created and to, if you will, replace it with some form of transhumanist it that is supposedly going to be better looking, won't die. When you get ready to die or you wear out, they just give you a new part. You're modular. And oh, by the way, if you want to enjoy the sexual experience with somebody famous, they've already uploaded their entire emotional base, you know, and their entire sexual experience, and for $500 or whatever they're going to charge. And by the way, I'm not kidding on this, okay? The majority of the robot in the human skin and all that stuff, you'd be surprised at how much of that's coming from basically the porn industry. I mean, they make no bones about it. But this is beyond porn. This is beyond anything that's even related to porn. This is a
talk. Well, If it was the porn industry, I correct you, there would be bones about it, but continue.
I'm sorry, go ahead, I missed you.
Well, if we were talking about the porn industry, you said there'd be no bones about it, and I disagree.
Well, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Let's continue going on anyway.
Yeah. And let me share this, okay? I came from a background where I was a rather debauched human being. I was going to film school. I have degrees in motion picture production, still photography. My screenplays were about before there was any such thing as Barbarella and Zeffirelli's, attempt at combining, if you will, sexuality and outer space. I had some screenplays that were such doozies that even my professor said, how did you come up with this stuff? So I tell people, Jesus saved me from the guttermost to the uttermost. And I don't like to talk about my testimony, but I'm no prude. I didn't come from a lily-white background. And until Jesus himself got a hold of me, I knew nothing about Christianity, knew nothing about the Bible, and quite candidly, had no knowledge of any of this. But somebody somewhere was praying for this rather disgusting individual, who I'm talking about myself. And when I met Jesus, everything changed. And I got to tell you something. I'm telling people right now that the peril that's upon them, the peril that's upon this planet, is going to be so great that there's no way to deal with the emotional, there's no way to deal with the psychological, and there's no way to deal with the spiritual war that's coming against us outside of the supernatural grace and intervention of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is real. Faith without works is dead. I get, Vinny, I get 300 to 400 emails a day, and I always get the super religious people saying, well, I don't believe in this stuff. Well, it's obviously they're super religious. They don't probably believe in anything except their own knowledge base, and God's Word. The Bible says that His people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and not because they don't get presented it, but because they choose to reject it. Does that sound familiar in your world?
Oh, absolutely. Indeed, my very sister, in fact, the other day, I just told her, she was making a sandwich with some white bread, and I said, hey, did you know that they bleached the flour in that bread? And she said to me, you know what, Vinny, I don't want to know. I was quite happy in my little cushioned bubble of ignorance. So just don't tell me this, okay?
Well, how about this, Vinny? Have you heard anybody put their fingers in their ears and start singing some silly song because they simply don't want to hear? I had that happen one time, and it's one of those stories you like to tell. And again, listen, again, I'll go back to the scripture. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because he doesn't give them warning after warning. And here's a word that I put on my radio program, I don't know, maybe a year ago. No word of God spoken by any man of God to any people of God is ever received by the people of God at the time it's spoken by a man of God. Jesus said it even easier than that. He said, which of the prophets have your fathers not killed? You see, people basically want it their way, and the Illuminati says, we will serve it up to you, we'll give it to you high definition, we'll give it to you in the food you eat, we'll give it to you all in the chemtrail. Forget about a blue sky smiling at you. You're not going to see the blue skies, and it's my contention, I don't know if you know this, but I was the first one ever on talk radio to bring up the chemtrails, and that was a long time ago. Even some of my critics at least give me credit for that. But the point is that everything, our food, the air and the water we breathe, obviously the fluoride, all of the lithium, everything that they're doing it to us in the United States, I'm sure they're doing it down there to you guys too, anything that's in a package or a box, there are 50,000 secret formulas for stuff they put in food. They call it one thing. It's no wonder. It's a testimony to the creative magnificence of the living God that any of us are still alive.
Any of us really have a choice in life, and this is what I find is that now we've got two things that are very important to me. Number one, coping mechanisms. I like to use a bit of humor, a bit of comedy, but occasionally you do really need to be serious, and I understand the necessity to have both of those, and it's a coping mechanism purely and simply so that I can keep my sanity. Meanwhile, because if I were to go like fully overboard and totally crazy and start to believe things that are simply not true, then goodness knows how damaging I could be, and that's really what we have now in a society now, is the kind of person that I don't want to turn into, they're the types of people that are running the show and represent the majority of society.
Well, right. And now let's take money itself. Because, you know, I tell people that the central nervous system in all of us goes from our brain to our wallet or, you know, to a woman's purse, in other words, or to our bank account. We are seeing the systematic and global destruction of the middle class. We are watching it in Europe, we're watching it in Asia, and we're watching it in the United States. Vinny, in the U.S., some people say 43, 44 million, but there are 44 million people on food stamps. The amount of housing that is repossessed that doesn't show up on the official list is greater than what shows up on the official list. We have gotten away from the central truth. If you control a nation's money, you control the people. In the United States, it's still the dumb unto death crowd. I call them duds, okay? I don't know what duds means in New Zealand, but that's my acronym for dumb unto death, the people that want to stay in their bubble. And I tell them this, stay in the bubble, but where will you be and what happens to you when your bubble bursts? We've got the systematic destruction, and that's not even a good enough word, the annihilation of the middle class. We've got people on food stamps. We've got all of the jobs that once made this country great, because this country once was a great nation, because we worshiped the great God that gave us all our blessings. Even the deists are not Christians, but they acknowledge a higher power. Even those guys knew that without a matter of conscience, that people left to their own devices, well, obviously, if you've got two sheep and I got two sheep, I want your four sheep. I want your two sheep to make it four sheep. The thing is that only the love, only the mercy and the redemption of the living God can conquer men's natural lust, and I'm talking for power now. And the word lust is interesting because it's an appetite. It's an appetite that's never satisfied, never satiated. And I really believe one time that the best definition I was ever given, by the way, this isn't original, I was in prayer, and I said, Lord, what is lust? And he said, the appetite of demons expressed through humans. And it's fascinating because having come out of, the world of raunch, I know what people are like in that world. But it's even surprising to me. Now it takes on a new era. It's not enough, to basically look at an unclothed woman or this or that. Now you got to drink their blood. Now you got to hope they turn into a zombie through some zombie parasite. And the thing is that we are actually being electrochemically and neurotically, I'm using the word and looking for neurons, okay? Everything is designed to change us, transform us, if you will, mutate us into something so far apart from what the glorious thing that God said, let us make man in our image and likeness. Now, the thing that's fascinating to me is we're seeing throughout the world a total rebellion against, quote, Christian principles. And that's why Jesus said, when the Lord returns, will he even find faith in the earth? And yet Christians, I don't know how you guys are in New Zealand, but in the United States, we got mega churches, we got mega pastors, they got mega cash, and not one of them will challenge any statement made by our president who claims to be a Christian, yet, there's no fruit, there's no indication, and all you do if you go on YouTube is find out his slams against the Bible, his slams against Jesus, but his praise for Islam. So what I'm saying is this.
Well, you'll have to, in fact, hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, my extremely fabulous special guest is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. That's Q-U-A-Y-L-E, stevequayle.com. And we'll be right back at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Back in a moment.
My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, so let them all die in extenuation.
Welcome back. We are under attack. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack. Effigies trio held by police. Protesters thought to have been planning to behead effigies at the royal wedding have been arrested. Sources said police seized a guillotine as they arrested two men aged 68 and 45 and a 68-year-old woman thought to have been plotting disruption on the big day. The royals are striking back. They don't want anybody to disrupt what's going on here. But before we go into that, Steve had a point to finish as we were rudely interrupted by the break. Sorry about that, buddy.
Well, I don't even know what, you know, my mind goes at 3,000 miles an hour and I try and slow down. So maybe what would be good is if you want to, I thought I made my point, so if you want to ask me any questions or whatever, you know, because we've never done a show together, and I don't know what your, you know, the main issues that are facing us all, obviously, are what's going to, what, it ultimately boils down to this. How long do we get to live if they are fully implementing their plan, and if earthquakes like the Christchurch and the, and you know, I mean, you guys had massive amounts of quakes. If you understand these entities, understand all of the geological faults, and look, here's the deal. If the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus that God gave to his servant John. So it's about Jesus, who's worthy to open the seals. You know, we hear the songs, the seven seals, we hear all the different Christian talk and everything, but it's like this. It's okay to talk about the book of Revelation, but it's not okay to talk about Jesus. And it's fascinating to me, Vinny, that I find, and I got to be blunt with you, I have never seen such moral cowardice, and I get emails from moral cowards, just got one. I've never seen so many self-righteous religious people, yet when it comes to defending their Lord and Savior, when it comes for sticking up what's right, when it comes to, oh, don't use my name, they'll come and get me. I said, listen to people, you'd better worry. In the United States, we have, I don't know if you've got them in your country, but we've got government lists, red lists, blue lists, green lists, who lives, who dies. And, you know, obviously every government and every history, every government of every history always has its enemies list, okay? Under Obama, the enemies list is probably 56 to 60% of the country that didn't vote for him. And but it's not just him. See, he's just the guy that dangles at the end of the string, okay? No matter.
I wanted to just make a comment about lists. The very first lists that were drawn up apparently were the result of Hitler introducing the very first census. And that's how he got to chronicle and categorize all the people that wound up going to the camps.
Well,
and now, have you just had the census in the States? Because we just had our census called off on account of the Christchurch quake at a waste of something like $28 million.
Well, absolutely. The list exists. And let me share this. Not only does it exist, but Department of Homeland Security in this country put out an enemies list, okay? Also, the Missouri Enforcement of Crime, their legal enforcement put it out, too. It's called the MIAC report. And listen to this. Here's who now are enemies in the United States of this government. All veterans, not some veterans, all veterans. Constitutionalists, people who believe in the Bill of Rights. They even make it so specific that if you're a Ron Paul supporter, you're a terrorist, okay, or potential terrorist. If you believe in the Second Amendment and gun rights, if you homeschool, if you're a Christian, if you believe the Bible is the Word of God, this is how specific it is. So, you know, when I make the statement that the entire southern United States is under a full-scale weather warfare attack, I'm not kidding. And I wrote a book that was so far ahead of its time, and I think that this is something that people have got to understand. Don't get mad at the guy that's been telling you this for 20 years. And when you get to the point where you can now accept what he told you 20 years ago, maybe you ought to consider that what he's telling you next, and I tell everybody, Vinny, take it to the Lord in prayer. And I'm telling everybody, trust no man, including me. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Hear what we say, then take it to the Lord in prayer. Because what people want to do, ultimately, they want to blame you or me or someone if they make a decision and it's wrong. And what we've probably got is the most indecisive world population due to, again, the fluoride, due to all the things that the Nazis put into, you know, practice we're now seeing. And by the way, the Third Reich only went hidden. The Fourth Reich is full implementation, and the Final Reich, actually, is now here. If you notice that we've got massive amounts of, look, Department of Homeland Security, that was the most in-your-face statement, fatherland, you know. We've got all these terms, and we even brought out a number of years ago the fact that when you took a picture of one of the naval bases in, I think, Coronado, California, I don't know if you ever saw that, Vinny, but it was in the shape of a swastika. So, you know, the thing is that what may joke about it, the point is that the basis of Nazism was occultism. There's enough data to prove. Listen, Ubermensch, okay, the supermen, the Aryan race, the overcomers. Listen, Hitler sent people all over the world, a special division of the SS called the Annenerbe, and they went to the Himalayas. They went every place. They, at one point, had the Spear of Longinus, the spear that pierced Jesus' side. They were looking for the Holy Grail, the chalice at the Last Supper. They were looking for anything and everything that could have occult roots. And by the way, the Nazis perfected so many things that most people still can't get their minds around, especially in the realm of electrogravitics, meaning UFOs. On my website, Vinny, I put a link to The War That Never Ended, and basically it's called Operation High Jump, 1947, after the Nazis supposedly surrendered. We were fighting them in the South Atlantic, in the Antarctic. Are you familiar with the term New Schwabenland?
No, not quite.
Okay, well, I'd like all your listeners to, again, go to my website, Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, and click on the Operation High Jump, because you'll recognize some very famous names there, like Admiral Byrd. You'll recognize Forrestal. You'll notice that there are people there that were talking about what they found under the ice. And Antarctica that is above the ice is a whole different world than what's Antarctica under the ice. Now, have you noticed, too, all of the world's interest is now being drawn to the Antarctic? Even today, the headlines, all the whales are moving there, all the krill, a whole new form of, or not a form of crab, but a whole new species of crab that's normally not found in Antarctic waters are invading Antarctic waters. Something's going on there.
Yeah, well, the poles are shifting. It's recorded by major aircraft companies and all of that. They've had to retune their instruments to go with the new magnetic north. Everything seems to be sort of tipped on its head like a like sands through the hourglass. Those are the days of our, global genocide. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. My somewhat fabulous and remarkable special guest is Steve Quayle, and we'll be right back at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. We need
what we need
with a bit of peace and love and harmony. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the lighter side of genocide. And we are broadcasting live from the future, from the fabulous fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand. And my very special guest is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And one thing we were getting into there was sort of electrogravitics, and what most people don't realize is that back in the 50s, officially and on record, a lot of incredibly large corporations in the US, including General Electric and even the Lear Corporation, if you've ever heard of a Learjet, it's the company that makes those, the big CEO, I think his name was George Lear or something. He was extremely interested in electrogravitics, and indeed, they had a few trials where they had these discs. Two discs and a conductor in the middle of them. They ran a current through them and they found out that it floated. You know? And it just a huge amount is known about this, and it's basically all been covered up and kept secret. Because, hey, why would you want everybody to have copious quantities of energy that's very, very cheap, if, you know, by all accounts free, when you want to try and maintain control over them using artificial scarcity? Hey? Okay, it would completely be against their modus operandi to allow you to have that kind of technology. Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
Well, absolutely. The most hated word in the world of the Illuminati is free. You know, the most amazing word in the Word of God, the Bible, is for God so loved the world that he gave. He didn't lend. He didn't loan. He didn't expect, interest. And this is something that's interesting. You said something, Vinny. It all boils down to control. What they don't destroy, they want to have total control of. In the United States, we have total information awareness. Obviously, all the emails are monitored, all the cell phones, and that's not enough. Now they want to go to the Minority Report, read our brainwaves with whatever blimp or whatever unmanned aerial vehicle, or having little insects with little cameras peering into your bedroom at night. You know, the point is that everything that people used to value in the United States of America, and it's going to go this way through the whole planet until Jesus puts an end to it. But listen, here's the thing. Even in the world of Luciferian prophecy, even in the book of Revelation, which basically talks about the final battle, the plan is to make war against God. The second psalm says, we, the people of earth, will not, or the kings of the earth, who set themselves against the Lord's anointed, meaning Jesus, will not allow him to rule over them. And so the point is that it's a question of control. It was so when Satan offered, if Jesus would bow down and worship him, all the control that Satan had been given to the planet when Adam and Eve sinned, and obviously the rebellion of mankind against their creator, the living God. But when Jesus went to the cross and reestablish that one-to-one ability for you, me, not through a priest, not through a confessional, but directly to go into the literal presence of God, forgiven with by the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, saying, forgive me, Lord, and then having a new relationship established. I'm telling you this, with people who are Christians, don't get one point. This is going to absolutely consume them. The people who worship Lucifer, i.e. Satan, they absolutely believe, love, and adore that who they worship, and he gives them money, power, and control, ultimately, at the beginning, and total damnation at the end. So we're seeing the world getting ready for a massive global war, and that global war will result in obviously the Man of Peace coming on. And look, if you're the one causing the trouble and you back off causing the problem, isn't it amazing how the problem clears up?
Hey, isn't that fabulous? You know, you create that problem and you pose as the savior, and everybody loves you for destroying their country and their world and taking control of it. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show from Stockholm. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's alternative media. It seems like a grand and fabulous day to expose the New World Order and inform some people somewhat as to the machinations of the state, the corporations, and the military, who are commonly known as the military-industrial complex, and the secret societies that have set up these systems to coerce our conformity, brainwash us to the point where we don't even want to know the truth anymore, and then use our ignorance against us to enslave us and then exterminate us before they enslave us again. Even worse. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Welcome back.
Well, Vinnie, it's as we're in the what I would call the pre-phase of total global chaos. And by the way, remember, the New World Order, if anybody says, well, this is so chaotic, they don't understand, I said, well, then just look at what the motto of the New World Order is. It's going to be order out of chaos, okay? Ordo ab chao. And that just simply means that in order to get rid of, no pun intended, but it, for the purpose of getting this New World Order launched, you basically have to do away with everything, okay? The currency, the belief systems, national identity. And then you got to control, as you said, the kids. What are they getting? They've got so many songs going into their brains. They've got so many visual images on video games. And if people could even begin to understand, you know, I'm not a fan of MySpace, Twitter, or any of the social networking sites, okay? I used to get a lot of flack from people that were absolutely dumb unto death and the walking zombies, okay, on steroids, that, oh, you're crazy. There's no intelligence agencies associated with this. And then it comes out, gee, guess what? They're the ones that funded the development of some of this stuff. So instead of having a secret police organization, and I will just tell this, PDAs, okay, and I'll the poor, dumb Americans, and you can put in any country of the world, are all building their own intelligence dossiers. Now, doesn't that sound like a wonderful program?
Well, I was wondering if the general public is already much what the Hollywood is portraying on TV in new zombie movies. In fact, my theory is that the reason why so many zombie movies and end-of-the-world movies are coming out is because Hollywood wants to connect with its audience again and make everybody really, really dumbed down to the point where, hey, nothing really matters because we're all going to die anyway. It's a great psyop, this end-of-the-world talk, don't you think, where everybody will sort of down their arms and, I mean, look, the Nazi propaganda or any description of propaganda is to get into the mind of your enemy and take away his will to fight. And that's what I think a lot of this is. But, of course, there is the reality behind it, which is far darker than the propaganda we're being fed.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you can defeat a population psychologically, then you don't have to bomb as many. Look, if you can defeat and kill a lot of people indiscriminately and then blame it on the Christian God, and these guys are sitting there around the world's ionospheric heaters, the HARP-like, and by the way, there are 72 HARP-like heaters, okay, around the world, ionospheric heaters. I just told my guest host that handles my show in the States, I no longer do my radio show Thursday and Friday. I started out when I did talk radio, Vinny, 19 years ago, doing 3 hours a day, then went to 2 hours a day, 1 hour a day, and quite candidly, I just got worn out, and I needed time away, and that's why I've been kind of stonewalling you guys, because after doing it so long, I ask not only myself, but I say, Lord, what more can I say? And yet, there's always something more to say, because if I get one person who says, thank you, you helped me to come back to Jesus, or my book, Aliens and Fallen Angels, look, there are millions, if not hundreds of millions of people seeing flying saucers, triangular-shaped aircraft, all kinds of weird stuff, and we still got the brain dead burbs who are the, and I call them that, brain dead burbs, okay, that are still trying to say they don't exist, blah, 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 and yet there's, you know, in the multitude of counselors there's wisdom, but, you know, if you've got 100,000 witnesses that all saw a formation that just went absolutely faster than fast, then there's something there. And so now we're being trained, and here's the bottom line, we're being trained, mentally conditioned to accept the fact that there is no God, that the people that created us were the Anunnaki, or if you will, people from other planets. My question simply is then, who created them? It's no secret that ancient antiquity always showed kings who were twice or three times the size as their subjects. And by the way, Vinny, my new book, Angel Wars, and I'm not making a pitch for the book because I can't sell it, it's not printed yet, is the most in-your-face overview of not only history, but prehistory, and what's going down and how it's going to come down. And it's called Angel Wars Past, i.e. in antiquity, present, now, and future. So the thing is that the United Nations Creed, I forget who it was, I think it was Robert Mueller, I may be pronouncing his name wrong, but he made this statement, give us a man who will give us peace, and be he a god or be he a devil, we will worship him. What do you want to bet they're going to end up with a devil on that one? Because again, the contempt, and rightly so, let me point this out. If Christians don't understand they're in the sight of the New World Order, they have to be done away with. If they don't get it now, it may be too late to get it, because the thing is, if they will stand up, rise up, and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll give his believers boldness and protection. He will absolutely be our rear guard. He will absolutely be our front guard. He is capable of delivering us out of the mouth of lions. And I know no Jesus except the supernatural Jesus. I know no word of God except the word of God that comes with real power, not showmanship on whatever Christian TV channels showing some guy with a great vacuum cleaner promise that, you know, dump your pockets of all the cash and God will give you a hundredfold. And I just calculated if the amount of people in the audience do that, well, he just got his hundredfold increase, but what about them? You see, I'm totally opposed to it.
That's the mainstay of these major religious organizations, is that the people at the very top don't serve the actual ideals which they say they do, and so therefore the organization doesn't serve the people who are supporting it. It's just such a great con. And you know, you've got to know, ladies and gentlemen, that although we agree, yes, these Illuminati scumbaggery types are extremely evil, possibly the most evil entities to have ever existed to the point of history at this time, but we acknowledge that they're pretty bright. because it took a very advanced mind and a very secretive and organized machine in order to set this process up. But it hinged entirely upon its secrecy. Once the secret is out, it will all fall down. No matter the complications of the machine, every part will fall to dust. And that's why you have to spread the information as vigorously as you can. Time is running short. There's many people in the United States now, and even in New Zealand, who are going silent. All right? People are bugging out because they've seen what is coming, and it is not a good thing. And well, everybody else who can't bug out, I would hope
the people in New Zealand would form what I would call mutual support communities, okay, that you guys will see there. I mean, you've got some of the most beautiful, and this is not just patronizing, but you've got, some, in my opinion, you've got some of the most beautiful, gorgeous, there's no place else in the world that has your landscape and stuff. And that's, you know, it's just like no place else in the world has Montana's Glacier Park or the part of Yellowstone or the Beartooth Highway. We've got like I think the third or fourth largest state, Vinny, and we've got less than 1 million people. Okay, so this is a big place, a big sky, but fresh water and food will be everything. And what bothers me now is the projection of power. The projection of power is China owns 40% of the real estate in the United States. China just made an announcement about a week ago that they're going to dump two-thirds of their $3 trillion in investment in the United States. Even the head of Walmart today, I don't know if you saw the Drudge Report, he was bemoaning the fact that his customers don't have any more money. Well, gee, I wonder why. You know, see, the press will say, well, Mr. Walmart, didn't you bring in all this Chinese stuff, putting out all of the American businessmen out of business? And didn't you lower prices to the point that even the small businessmen couldn't stay in office? You see what's happened? They have sown to the wind. Now they're going to reap the whirlwind. So they'll have to position themselves someplace else in a new society. Let me tell you this. The Illuminati made the deal 30 years ago to build up China. What's better than 150 million credit cards at exorbitant interest? Guess what? The answer is 1.2 or 3 or 4 billion credit cards with all the interest. And so remember, in this world, money knows no boundaries, control knows no restraints, and it's a free-for-all. It's kind of like a vulture fest. A vulture fest, these entities, and by the way, I don't believe they're all human, by the way. I believe they're NHIs, non-human intelligences. In other words, a lot of them only have the shell of a human. We're talking about walking, talking, demonized, demon-possessed, and demon-controlled entities, as opposed to human beings. But even free will is being taken away from us. We are going to the realm where the most precious, wonderful, lovely, beautiful gift that God gives us is free will. He doesn't make us automatons. God's not into robots. He's into a relationship. Nobody likes to stay in a relationship where the response of one mate to the other, or girl to the man, or man to the girl, is a automated, just, you know, wind-up doll or wind-up man type thing. The thing is it's that marvelous, wonderful, beautiful creation called free will. So now, guess what, Vinny? They want to take that away. And I would encourage everyone that's listening to this broadcast all over the world to look up transhumanism. I would encourage everyone, if you can, please, please start considering that when you hear this talk, this new breakthrough, the cloning process is complete. They can clone human beings. All this Dolly the Sheep stuff, that is just bad science, okay? Couldn't resist. It's nonsense. It's totally ridiculous. They've gotten it to a science. Obviously, Mengele started working on it a long time ago. And when you get the supernatural or alien presence involved, then all the technology of the ancients. Look, the Greek mythology, and this is what I point out in my new book, Angel Wars, it was all about corrupting everything that God had made and beautiful. He basically saw that what he created and said it was good. Every barrier has been broken down now. And when you talk about creating a sexual, listen, this is a true story, a sexual partner that has basically wool like a sheep instead of skin, and obviously has breasts and the necessary plumbing, you got to know there are some people out there that are so, how should I say this, beastly, beast-like monsters that, seriously, they have total contempt contempt for humanity. And Jesus died. And this is why, again, this is why God is about restoring his image and those who allow. He's not going to force anybody, but I can tell you this. With what I know, the only thing that gives me peace is the fact that Jesus Christ is real, that the Holy Spirit is present in the earth today, and that in no way, shape, or form should we surrender and get steamrolled just because a bunch of guys on TV or some mind-controlling zombie says, oh, let's just have a group hug and sing Kumbaya.
Well, the thing is, I'm quite surprised consistently at the gall at which these individuals would destroy humanity. You know, there's a million different methods. You can wake up in the morning, go to work, come back, and have encountered possibly hundreds, if not thousands, of different influences in your environment, from the psychological to the spiritual to the physical environment, that inexorably will cause you to be sick or depressed. And it affects so many people that when someone does wake up for it, when they become resistant to the brainwashing, that when they become resistant to the contaminated food and they start getting themselves healthy, they appear extremely different and somewhat insane when compared to the average population, and get treated as such by them. And indeed, people's own families turn against them, start attacking them relentlessly. And it's something that's really kind of tearing humanity apart. Part is that some people are waking up, but those closest to them are going to take a little longer, and it's this point in between before they've accepted that what you're talking about isn't just something you've made up, that we really need to breach here. There's got to be a tipping point somewhere.
Well, we're at the tipping point, and I think what you've articulated is the general state and the general condition of the global mind, okay? Now, let me share this with you. There is a hive, H-I-V-E, like a beehive or whatever type of mentality out there, that it's kind of like the old Star Trek movie, The Borg, okay? And what's happening now is that it's like a magnet for the very essence of humanity to be sucked out of the human being, and in its place, this zombie control mechanism, so that that flash mobs, for instance, no one will give any thought about the stupidity of a flash mob, but everybody is doing it. You follow me? I can only tell you, if I were able to have one prayer answered, and I'm serious about this prayer, is that the living God would show people the spirit, the literal evil spirits behind, and look, I'm not a Luddite, I'm not against technology, but I'm saying the evil spirit that's coming out, that's being superimposed, okay, upon the sound waves on our brainwave, not to mention what we're bombarded with, all the different radio waves, all the RF frequencies, all the infrasonic frequencies, everything they're doing. And see, what's happening now, and whether people believe it or not, look, you've got people beating the you-know-what out of a women beating women just almost to death at McDonald's, you know? You've got the situation where you've got people being beheaded. People have, and I said this would happen, by the way. I did a radio program about 15 years ago, and I said, I am convinced in my heart, and without getting into demonology, I won't go there, but I am more than aware of it, the headless demon had been released in the earth. And if people want to go there, I say, I wouldn't recommend anybody does, but I said that years ago, okay? And after 9,800 hours of broadcasting, I really do have a pretty good feel for what I spoke about. And Vinny, you probably noticed this even by relatives. Let me say something about relatives. Everybody who's got relatives that are withstanding them has to pray for them, because Jesus said the enemies of a man's life are going to be those of his own household. The most heartbreaking thing I deal with every day, 300 to 400 emails, and if I took them and I can't take them, the 50 phone calls I get is, why will my wife not listen to me? Why will my husband not listen to me? Why will my kids not listen to me? It's always the same story. There's always usually one member that gets it and the rest don't, and they will come around with prayer. But I think that the most important, forgive me, all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit are important, but discerning the spirit, you got to know when something, and look, I'm not saying look for demons in your mate, meaning your wife or spouse, that's maybe a better word, but the point is, or kids, but if it's there, you cannot immerse them into a world of occultism, Luciferianism, and anti-humanism and expect them to deal pleasantly with one another. You don't just see a pizza guy get called into a hotel room. This is one Drudge report, and literally almost kicked to death. You know, I mean, there's something happening. Human life is being denigrated, and the contempt for that human life will manifest itself and is manifest. Listen, the tree is known by the fruit it bears. Satan hates mankind. He knows that his day is short. The book of Revelation declares that woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for your adversary, the devil, has come down amongst you. And look, you know, people say, well, I don't believe in the devil. It doesn't matter whether you believe in him or not. The people that run the world believe in him. And this is something, Vinny, is so difficult. Whenever anybody says to me, you're a fearmonger, that word fearmonger is a Tavistock Institute, it's a mind-controlled institute term to trigger, if you will, a specific
response. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we don't believe so much about the devil and all of these kind of predictions and stuff, but they really do. So when you think it sounds insane, we agree, because the elite believe in it and we think they're totally nuts. We'll be right back.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about organized crime. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
And welcome back to my very special guest, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And when we talk about our families sort of turning against us, it's relevant to statistics, and so is faith. For example, those who've been taken as POWs in the Vietnam War, those who had faith in God and Jesus and so forth, had a higher survival rate significantly than those who had no faith at all. Interestingly enough, also murder rates. You are far more likely to be killed by somebody you know very well and loves you than by somebody you've never met. So just think about the reality of it, is that everything that can do damage to you is the thing that's closest.
Well, I think the bottom line is the devil, D-E-V-I-L, and I'm talking about a literal cherub, okay, the anointed cherub that was in the garden of God, is out to destroy, and he will use whatever open doors he has. Obviously, there wouldn't be adultery if a man and woman on either part, by the way, if men and women were honest, and look, there are a lot of reasons, okay, but one of the things that's going down is the fact that relationships are breaking down. Relationships, Jesus dealt with that. Listen, for the record, Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace to the earth, but a sword, because the word of God divides the carnal man from the spiritual man. It divides the good from the evil, and yes, there is both. Those who claim that we're evolved from primordial slime can't explain free will. They also can't explain love. Oh, they can come up with the biochemical or the biomechanical and the neurochemical processes that they believe that take place, but they cannot reproduce it in the same form. And so what I'm trying to say, Vinny, is this. Until people realize this is a spiritual battle, and look, I got to tell you, I think you can, and this is just my opinion, okay? I did it. You can tell people what's going on. You can tell them why it's going on, how it'll affect them. But if they don't want to listen, there's something keeping them from listening. And usually it's fear. And by the way, I didn't get the finish of thought. The word fearmonger or the word conspiracy theorist, that's marginalization of the message, okay? There is no theory to a you don't even have to go to theory now. There is a conspiracy. Look up the definition. When you see the World Bank is conspired, when you see that the international bankers have conspired to set up the whole mortgage-backed security, i.e. derivative world, you can use the word conspiracy without having to be ashamed. It's just like in the United States. We have two parties that are no different than each other, okay? I don't know how it works in New Zealand, but I'm sure you got a two-party system. To quote one of the most famous Federal Reserve heads in the world, who told a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, when he was talking about the Republican-Democrat paradigm, my friend, a tall cigar-smoking Federal Reserve guy, said, "Hell, son," I'm quoting him, "we own them all." And that's true, Vinny, because you cannot run a company or a country the way this thing is being run in the United States. And in New Zealand, Australia is no different. You know, Margaret Thatcher said, oh, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of everybody else's money. And so the point is that isn't it amazing that even in this country we've got all these reports about the current president and how rich he is, and then we got all the information about all the presidents how rich they are, and yet these seemingly guys are always the ones that are fighting for the poor. But what are they doing it on? They're doing it on the backs of the working people, not on their own. So one of the points that's going to be obvious to everybody is class warfare, race warfare. Jesus said in Matthew 24, kingdom will rise against kingdom, nation against nation. In that Greek word nation, it's ethnos, from which we get the word ethnicity. So what's happening is there is a psychology of envy being produced. There is you shouldn't let those guys. And what's interesting to me, it's all the rich guys. Al Gore's not giving his money away to stop global warming. The guy's clipping coupons for the rest of his life. The hypocrisy. See, the thing is, people want to believe that there's a free lunch. But unfortunately, there is no such thing, but there is the perception of free lunch until the free lunch ends. And what's your take, Vinny? When the free lunch ends, how will the people act?
I suppose they'll act much like the people who uprose in Egypt as the food prices skyrocketed and they had nothing but empty bellies and a lot of rage. And incidentally, they end up with a military dictatorship sponsored by the CIA taught to protect the president.
Well, again, I said this too. That look, judge for yourself. Don't listen to the rhetoric. Okay, look, everything that this president claimed in the United States, he's violated. Transparent? Are you kidding me? You know, one minute we're just going to be the most transparent presidency. I mean, we're talking here about invisible birth records. That voila, thanks to the glory of Word Perfect and whatever other photoshopping, millions of dollars spent to keep the record suddenly appear, and then the people that know how to work Photoshop said, wait a minute, this is a layered document. And then his mouthpiece says, we're not going to release the university records or transcripts. You talk to people, listen, this has got the permanent smell and feel of a Manchurian candidate. This has absolutely, how does someone come from relative obscurity, become the president of the United States, professing one thing, though his roots and fruits indicate everything else, and now somebody who is anti-war is bombing the living snot out of Libya? And I want to know this. Where's the declaration of war against Libya? And now, guess what? If you think I'm crazy, guess what? All the nations want Libya's oil. Come, let us take a spoil, they say amongst themselves. There's a biblical passage to that. In essence, Gaddafi's got oil. They want his oil. They want control. The whole Middle East, almost on cue, Vinny, goes under a global transformation, starting with Egypt, in the Sudan, obviously in Morocco, Tunisia, Syria, Jordan. Everything goes off on cue. Doesn't that seem a little suspicious? So what's the point? Taking out the old guys so that the new globalists can put in their guys, which in this case will be a Muslim supra state, S-U-P-R-A state, controlled by the guys that funded the overthrow. You know, this is such hypocrisy, total hypocrisy.
It just looks like they're trying to make the Book of Revelations come true, just using the power of what they can do, you know? They're trying to instigate a war between the West and the Arab states and all of this other stuff, and they're generating famine, they're generating big shortages in oil, they're generating contamination in the food, contamination of the air supply, they're killing all the life in the oceans. I mean, it's basically, they've made this stuff happen, and in my opinion, they've done it on purpose, so that everybody who's worried about the end times and has read the Book of Revelations will freak out and say, hey, there's nothing we can do about it.
Here's the point. You made the most critical point, in my opinion, of the whole night. They are setting up a false Armageddon scenario, so when they bring on the Antichrist, let me put this into perspective. The Antichrist is that who takes the place, or he who takes the place of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I came and received me not. Another will come claiming to be me, and him you will receive, okay? So in order to make the book of Revelation come alive, they're doing it through technology and stuff. That's to set up the fact that they're going to bring on their false Messiah. He's going to be the one that basically is what the Bible talks about. And so by making it appear that this is a fulfillment of Scripture, and wait until they see how God fulfills his own word, they are absolutely setting the stage for a false Armageddon. Some people call it the Ezekiel 38-39 war. And Vinny, if you and I are bankers and we're controlling everybody's ability to buy arms, missiles, rockets, bombs, airplanes, ships, whatever we sell them, you know, then what we do is we get A and B to fight each other. My brother banker sponsors A, my other brother banker sponsors B, and we keep them going until we tell them to stop. You know how we make them stop? We drop the money for weapons. It's kind of like throwing a bunch of squirt guns in a pile of little kids who like to get wet in the heat of summer. You know, they're going to use the squirt guns because it seems to accomplish a purpose. Unfortunately, humanity won't settle, and I am opposed, totally opposed, to the bombing of innocent men, women, and children. I absolutely believe that, you know, there is no basis for what's going on except covetous greed and the Illuminati plan for the destruction of $5.5 billion. I don't know how to make it any more bottom line or clearer than that. And I want to say this to those of you who are fighting your family members. Start praying and rebuking. Go and read in the Word of God about the keys of the kingdom that God gave us in binding and loosing spirits. Ask God to show you the spirit behind your wife, your brother, your mother, your father. Because I know what it's like. Listen, I've had the people closest to me, friends, betray me. People, I just had it happen again last week. A guy that I helped so much financially, moral support, he's going to blow his brains out. I talked him out of it. Now he is no longer my friend because of him, not because of me. So the point is that choose your friends so carefully. And I say this, Vinny, and this is something, again, that the Lord in his mercy gave me after complaining. I complained to God about why do I choose the wrong friends? And he said to me, if you'll trust me with your friends, Steve, I'll give you better friends than you'd ever choose for yourself. And to the degree I trust him, to the degree that word to me is fulfilled.
Well, that's the thing about trust. And I have a lot of trust in myself, my abilities to, you know, stave off corruption and try to do the right thing, you know. And
well,
I try
to
do it every day. And
I was
told.
Because there's going to come a point where it's going to seem good to you, it's going to feel good to you. But if that little small voice and say, Vinny, this is not right. I mean, listen, the place of seduction is to give you everything that appears to be right. And I'm not talking just sexually. I'm talking to seduce means to take your heart away or to keep you away from the truth. There has to be a point. There has to be a hook in it, okay?
Oh, it's a good idea to surround yourself with people who know the truth kind of thing, and they will pull me up on anything that I'm starting to do a little bit wrong. They're sort of like my lighthouses sort of thing, and that's what we really do need is each other, as well as a higher spiritual belief and a belief in oneself that you are a strong, powerful individual and you have free will, and nothing can really stop in your way or dictate what you think or what you do. And so when people attack you, they talk about like ego and such like that, and ego is sometimes mistaken for just a strong faith in doing the right thing. And it is not a bad thing, in my opinion, to be strong in your beliefs, to want to save humanity from the new world order, and to want to help prepare people from these end time-ish type psyops. Because, you know, regardless of the fact that it's a fake big New World Order ploy to get everybody afraid, the fact of the matter is they are in fact going to do it. So get prepared. And we're not fearmongers when we tell people to get prepared. Look, here's a smoke alarm. Put it in your room, because if the house goes up in smoke, you don't want to be sleeping in bed very blissfully suffocating to death. Okay? That's what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Vinnie Eastwood Show with my very special guest, Steve Quayle. And nobody can convince me, unless they've got some very, very good evidence, that this big conspiracy isn't going on, right? If you can convince me, scientifically speaking, that the Rothschild family doesn't exist, the Rockefeller family doesn't exist, and that these people do not practice any kind of occult ritual and believe that the world needs to be theirs for the taking, I will stop believing in the New World Order conspiracy in a moment's breath. Because, hey, that would actually be quite convenient. Wouldn't it be great, Steve, if we woke up tomorrow and it turns out that everything that we've been talking about the last couple of years of our lives has just turned out to be one big con and we were sucked into it? And we'd be like, oh my God, thank goodness, there is no conspiracy to control the world. Now I can rest.
Well, again, the thing is that what the devil has used as a weapon is mankind's inability to control his passions, okay? And greed is an amazing, you know, here's the thing. Our brain is wired in a certain way. Obviously, you have favorite food, you have favorite drink, you have favorite, the feeling of anything that gives you comfort, you know? That goes to a brain, the pleasure center of your brain. So what these entities can do is, look, they understand the human body. They probably were there watching the fallen angels, and someday I would encourage, you know, you, Vinny, to look into it, and maybe you already know this stuff, but when you see just exactly how much of history is always related to the supernatural tie of fallen angels messing with human beings, whether it's sexually, whether it's technologically, whether it's philosophically, whether it's accusationally, they always mess with mankind. And in mankind, in his own strength, let me tell you something, this is probably where I'll differ with you. I can argue with the best of them. That's not good enough. I don't want to win an argument. I want to understand that. And you're saying the same thing, I think, in one respect.
We're off to break, unfortunately. Oh, our time is running out, at least in between commercial breaks. And here comes one now. We'll be right back. Welcome back. There's no escape. Doesn't matter how fast you are. Doesn't matter where you're going to run to, because there's no escape from a new world order. There is only resistance. And if you're listening to this broadcast, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, and my somewhat extraordinary, fashionably awesome special guest is Steve Quail from stevequail.com. Final segment here, Steve. What I'd really love from you is to sort of break down, if you can, what people can expect to do, you know, in order to survive this next couple of years. I mean, when is the hammer going to be dropped, in your opinion?
Well, I believe the hammer has been dropped. I think Fukushima and the perpetual earthquakes that you guys are going to experience, and I think, unfortunately, not because I'm prognosticating anything, but I think you're in for more of the same. And unfortunately, you know, with the powers that are, the powers that be, I call them the devils that are, the two most important concerns are, number one, food and water. And, you know, I understand New Zealand is changing. I mean, I think you guys have got new rules in banking. What's going to happen is, let me give you a quote. The gentleman that established banking as we know it today, one of the Rothschilds, said this: give me control of a nation's money and I care not who writes its laws. And this is something that people have got to understand, that where they've been used to one thing, something has changed. Every government, every office in government, every position in government is going to be replaced ultimately by the New World Order people. So the best you can hope for is to find some place under the direction and guidance of God to go, and with like-minded people, have fresh water, have the ability to raise your chickens, grow your crops, fish in the streams, hunt. I don't know if you're allowed to have firearms in New Zealand, and then learn to use a bow and arrow. But this thing's going to be global, because this thing is going to be totally around the planet. Chemtrails, because of the amazing fertile soil that you have in New Zealand, your livestock, what people don't understand, and before anybody starts going off on you, Vinny, or me, or anybody else, they need to look up Carnicom. Let me spell it, CARNICOM.com, if they want to know what's really in the chemtrails. I can remember absolutely being ridiculed, made fun of, oh, they don't exist, even though I can produce probably 100,000 pages of patents, and that's probably low, statements from the Air Force on we control the weather, all this information that's out there. But you see, here's the bottom line. If you're going to stay, I'm not saying you, Vinny, but if people are going to stay lazy, if they're going to just continue to listen to the mainstream press, they're already dead and done. I call the mainstream press vomit brokers. I don't know if you've ever heard me say that, because you'll never get the facts. All you get is something that may have been chewed over or, chewed up and maybe masticated a bit, but when they, at the end of the day, they vomit, and that's what's left, and it's just what I call intellectual vomit. There is no true reporting. That's why the press, the mainstream magazines, with exceptions, and the mainstream newspapers are dead, because people can get on the internet. Look, they can compare what I say to, 5 million postings on Google, and if they're intellectually honest, I don't care if they like me or not, but at least be honest to go and investigate those things to see if, hey, maybe there's more to chemtrail spraying. And then the whole situation with our food. There will come a time where food will be the most expensive commodity on the planet, because starvation, one of the most famous United Nations spokeswomen made the statement. She said, well, I make no bones about it. We make no bones about it. Food is a weapon, and we decide who lives and who dies. So the point that I'm trying to make in all this is that you've got to have people that are like-minded. Let me tell you how a good litmus test of that is. For instance, if I'm around people that won't spend any of their own money to prepare, yet they talk about preparing, ultimately that's a parasitical relationship. They will basically say, well, gee, Vinny, if it gets tough, I'm coming to your house. Wrong, because you shouldn't even be at your house, Vinny. If it gets really rough, you should have someplace else to go. And I'm serious about that. Now, I can't speak to New Zealand, but I can speak to other countries, and I'm telling you point blank, you ain't seen nothing yet. When food riots take on the position of millions in the streets, and there have been some, but the press won't. The press, the mainstream press, will never tell the truth because they're owned by the Illuminati, and that's who wants to give you their myopic perspective on what's happening in the world, so you don't draw the right conclusions. And ultimately, they're going to control everything, even health food supplements, even the right to grow in your own garden food that you can eat. Everything is licensed. Everything is controlled. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember this. The control is the ultimate outcome of everything they do in all their policies. And once control is established, remember, this one almost sounds like your name, but it's IVND. That stands for Identify, Vilify, Nullify, Destroy. They'll make it a crime to grow a garden without permission. And when you see what's going to happen in this world, remember this, the worst is not yet to come by any classic sense. And when some guy comes on the scene basically saying, well, I'm the long prophesied one, whether he calls himself the Mahdi, M-A-H-D-I, whether he calls himself the 12th Imam, whether he calls himself this or that, or even the Christ, as Maitreya has, he ain't the real thing. And that's what we've got to remember. He is not the real thing.
I've got to say, the Messiah will not come from the Coca-Cola company. I'd like to thank you very much, Steve, for coming on the show with me today, and I'd love to have you back on again sometime if you'd be willing. But the period that we're going through now is sort of like triage on the field of minds. No one listens to the mainstream media anymore, supposedly, but those who still do are dead already. And I'd like to encourage everybody to grow a garden everywhere, in every conceivable space. Doesn't matter if you've got a plastic can to grow something on the windowsill of your slave block apartment. Just do it. Thanks, Steve, for coming on, mate.
Thank you, Vinny. And again, my website's Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com. Thank you.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Thank you very much for tuning into this fabulous edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Check out the archives over there and also visit thevinnieeastwoodshow.com during our shows each day, Monday through Friday, 5 till 7 Central. We'll be back again sometime.